Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. I hope that everyone has had a great week. I hope that you are enjoying your weekend. And like I say every time, I hope that what I said last week carried you through the week this week. When I promoted my broadcast to everyone today, I explained something. Now, when I get callers, if the topics are intense, then I cannot get to them. But if I cannot get to you on one episode, I will get to you on another. And I don't want anyone to get offended, because this show was not created to offend anyone, make anyone angry. Now, I want to thank all of my listeners and all of my followers. And as for the snoopers, keep snooping on. My crack is wide open. You know what you can do. Okay, let's move it. Let's move it. Oh, let's move it into patroness. No, let's not talk about patroness. Real talk. You know, we all run into a little trouble in our lives. But I'm bringing up again, it could be the closest one to you. Your enemy could be sleeping right in your house. Your enemy could be next door to you. And you know what I'm about to say. Family. You would think that your family wouldn't go out and do evil things to you. You know, there's a case where this person has gone all these years, helped the family, did anything they could, and then found out that the family was running to palm readers, roots workers, and all that they could to bring them down because they were jealous. Well, guess what? The person is still walking. There's no stopping them. And if it was me, it wouldn't be no stopping me either. I'm just going to lay it out here straight. But, you know, to move mountains. The majority of the time, the mountains are your family. If you're in a place that's dead, there's nothing but trouble, your family members have turned, your neighbors are following you, and you stick out like a sore thumb, and it's time for you to go. But Satan has a way of trying to keep you in captivity. See, that means war. I'm sure some of you have heard that song. This means war. No, you fight Satan. You cleave to God and you fight Satan. And show him that you're going to come out on top. Regardless, there's many strong people out here. And you can beat the odds. Let's talk about picking at children. You know, some people have mental disabilities. And I understand it, and it goes into adulthood. But when you continually pick at a child, then it's seriously something wrong with you. It's something that you see on that child that's better than you. More than likely, it's everything, because they're being raised better than you were. So to those of you that find teasing and harassing children a good time, then, you know, go ahead and dig that little hole, because you're about to fall in it, because you don't mess with children. And every son of my clients, they are my children. You don't mess with my children. That's what I have to say. I know that there are some strong ears on here trying to see exactly what I say. What I say, I mean it, and I will repeat it anytime. Oh, 919 just hung up. Well, that's one of them. Anyway, like I said, quit it because you headed for, you know, dark, dirty roads. Now, let's talk more about relationships. We're having problems with marriages. We're having problems with relationships. First of all, please don't marry for money. Don't date anybody for money. I know that many people do it. Don't do that because that turns ugly too. What if you date somebody for money and they have put out and put out and put out? Then all of a sudden, I own you. You don't do this. You don't go this place. Who are you calling? What are you doing? It's like you're in prison. But it's really what you get because you was greedy. You was greedy. You saw dollar signs. Yes, it is good. I'm sorry, y'all. It is good for, you know, people to come together with someone that's financially stable, yes. But when you start begging and using and wanting this, wanting that, it turns into a problem. When you start asking, it turns into, okay. And don't think they're not talking about it. They're talking about it to their friends and a group in church. Oh, that's where the biggest talk is in church. Now, let's talk about the hypocritic church. There's a church, I'm not going to say the name, but one young person went to the church. They didn't attend that day, but they wanted to see what a family member wanted. Now, I know what you all are going to think of this. They go into the church, the preacher stops preaching, the choir stops singing, everybody turns around and looks. It sounds like the color purple to me. But for a church to do that, there is something wrong. There's something wrong within the church. When you have lizards and snakes coming through the doors with the people, there's something wrong within that church. See, this is something to look out for because that is pure evil. Birds sitting right at the pulpit, looking directly at one certain person, evil. See, it's good to be protected. Not saying doing anything evil, but protecting yourself. Like I said, I love to tell you what to look out for. Dirt. Let's speak about dirt. You know, everybody has a little dirt in the yard. Some have a little red dirt, brown, black, whatever it may be. But when you have that sandy dirt and it looks like in the morning that a hole is scooped out of it, then someone has collected your dirt. And they're going to bring it back. But when they bring it back, it's going to be dressed. And instead it caused you problems. Instead to move you by Herschel U-Haul. You know, people have enemies and don't even know it. And then some people reach out for help, talk to us for help, and then never get the help. But when the mess starts popping off, then they expect us to do miracles. You know, some things work immediately. Some things don't. Some things take a few days. Some things take a few weeks. Some things you have to keep going because there's something going on all the time, especially if you got jealousy around you. People tend to think that others have a little bit more than they have. No, it's not. If you mind your own business, you wouldn't be thinking that way, then would you? To all of these meddling family members, please, stop volunteering people to do things. Let's just say your mother volunteers you to lend out money. And you haven't spoke to the other family member in a long time. You haven't lost any love, but you haven't spoke to them. You don't do that. You don't know what's going on in that little circle. So don't volunteer anybody to do anything. It even goes for doing something for a neighbor or going to the store for someone else. Stop doing that. It brings anger. I say that because I've had three people come here this week. But it's the same thing. They're angry and they want revenge. They feel like they're being pulled into a trap. If you have had problems with a family member for years, years, and years, probably since you was a child, you didn't trust them then. Why should you trust them now? And to all the parents, you need to realize how special your child is, because the child that you mistreated is the child that you're going to need. And that's probably going on now. I'm not going to say anything about the children disrespecting adults because it's going on everywhere. But your days is cut short. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now let's go into some real stuff. No, clove powder. You can pick up your pencils now. Clove powder. Clove powder is used to draw money. Powder is used to help you stretch your money. If you put it into your wallet, then it helps you stretch your money. Some people get money and cannot keep it to save their lives. Something always comes up. Well, clove powder, along with Psalm 23, will help you. Now, that's a conjugative that will help you. Angelica. Angelica, along with another powder I will not name, will protect you. And add it to other things that will drive those enemies away or send back the evil that they stick to you. Now, as for sending back evil, I mean, that, you know, that's the client's choice, whether to send it back or just clear themselves up. But I'm going to say this, and nobody take it the wrong way. If they did something to you this time, and you just clean it up, they're going to come back again and again and again. And you're going to always be starting over with your work. Yes, clean it up and, you know, in most cases, send it back. I know that sounds a little ugly, negative, but I'm putting it on the line. What do you need with it? Send it back. Okay, the burning of graveyard dirt. You do not burn graveyard dirt. And you definitely don't stand out in the yard. Now, this is to the Vaseline suckers. This is to the AIDS victims. This is to the retard of a neighborhood. You don't do that. And then blurting out loud what you're trying to do. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Because it's going back on you. Just as fast as you burn it, that's just as fast as you have more problems on your hands. God protects us all. I'm going to tell you this. Not protecting you, but in the graveyard there. And then calling out people. If you have been called out, oh, I know what you're doing over there. Hang it up. Hang it right on up. Because it is ruined. No more dirty deeds for you. Like I said, if you've been working on somebody a long time, going by what somebody said, ordering stuff from a cult shop, and nothing has happened, you need to stop. You've had some bad things to happen to you, but nothing happened to them. It might slow people, innocent people down a little bit, but nothing happens to them. I just want to gloat about that a minute. You know, this world is full of people that hate on other people. You always have something going on. You got infidelity. You got gossip. You got backstabbing, backfighting. But nobody ever has anything good to say. People can tell you something bad all day long. But if you're asking for something good, you'll never get it. And to the one that's eavesdropping beside somebody's house at night, haven't I spoken about going into somebody else's yard, knowing that you are not welcome? You're not welcome. And you know what? You're walking in a trap. You already messed up. So why keep going to eavesdrop at that famous window at night? And what you hear is a family being a family. Not none of the other stuff in there, but you take it and twist it around. You twist it around so that you have something to talk about when you're outside the next day. Oh, yes, that's why people sit outside too. The troublemaker. They sit outside and try to pick, and see what somebody else is doing all the time. Let's go to worker's role. If a worker has told you to leave them alone, leave them alone, because you're pissing them off every time you try to contact them. They have given you break after break after break, and they're tired of you, so you leave them alone. You can tell by the tone of people's voice when they don't want to be bothered. Like I have said, we go all out for you. And some people, when we tell them what to do on their own, we have to work together in unity. But what to do when they get home or get off their phone? They don't want to do it. They think we should do it all. You just don't know. We're doing the hardest part. If you were to switch up, you would hide under a rock when you see what we have to do. Revenge. Yes, some people want revenge. You know, I found myself in that spot a long time ago. I wanted revenge. Okay, there is revenge work. I want to tell you that. But all of your hatred goes into revenge work. But from what I see on neighbor A's across a certain street, they want revenge for no reason. No one does anything to those people. Oh, yes, I'm so sorry, people. You know what? This show is designed to talk about things and place. It's a funeral home. It's in the Carolinas. What is it? Roll. But anyway, you know, I have heard it's not a good place to go. You know, I remember that family was busted for drugs. They got AIDS going on. They got booty flopping in the funeral home. Some of everything. Now, it's not coming from me. It comes from the grapevine. One of my clients that wanted me to mention it today. These certain people had a restaurant, and it was booty flopping all over the counters and everything. All right, well, that's where the Vaseline come in at. Oh, let me shut up. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you how some businesses are. Let's go on. This is something else there. Falling in love. Please don't wear your heart on your sleeve. Don't wear your heart on your sleeve. After 3 days of seeing somebody, something is wrong with you. See, they see that, and they will take advantage of you. And I know you can't help who you fall in love with. You can't help that. Well, it is. All the rich when they fall in the start, you can't help it. And you can't help that. But they will take advantage of you too. I'm talking to both men and women, but mostly to the women, because there's a lot of women out here that's been hurt, and men call them cold. Well, look who made them cold. Think about that. Disrespecting a woman, calling them the B word, and you know what I'm talking about. You don't do that. I got to go back to the funeral home. I don't know whether it's robots or rogue, whatever it is, but that is the biggest talk of the Carolinas. Seriously, people, please run your businesses right. Please don't let your personal business get out there. It will ruin it. It will ruin you. Now that I've gotten that out. I'm sorry. Now I got that out of my system. Oh. We can go on. Okay, let's go back to this graveyard dirt. All right. There's many things you can do with graveyard dirt. Graveyard dirt combined with three other things can bring your job. But I'm not going to say that because that is very dangerous to work with people. So your worker have to guide you on that. Thank you, care to the graveyard. The letter to the dead does not go to the graveyard. It goes somewhere else. You might want to talk to your worker about that. Graveyard dirt for love. It's where you go and actually talk to that person, and there's something else that goes along with that. Talk to your worker about that if you're interested. They might not think it's the right thing for you. You know, I love the show. I get a whole lot of things out. If people ask me to mention things, and I hope that I'm not stepping on anyone's toes or offending anybody, but there is a thing called freedom of speech. And if you have questions for me, you can really reach me after this show. My information is everywhere. That's right. I'm Queen Bee, and you can call me anytime. You can even come see me. I'll be glad to see you. Okay. Let's have. All right. School time is about to come. And there is protection for your children. There's protection for your children at night. And it's very simple. Psalm 91. Psalm 91, yes, read and put in your child at night will protect them. And there's other things to go along with that so that they'll be very successful in school. Now, that's on a positive note. And I have a few more minutes to this show. And I'm so sorry, but that laughter had to come out because that was the silliest thing I've ever heard. Okay. Now, let's talk more about our lodestone. Not only the snack mix saying it's a lodestone. A lodestone is said with other things. It depends on the situation. For example, luck. Money, love, lust, court case, which when a court case is, that involves you receiving money, that is. So it just depends. And that's something else that your worker has to guide you on. So I'm sure that some of the people that's in these art groups with the art person that made it up trying to get tips, I'm sure that y'all have. This is pretty good, and I appreciate y'all listening to me, because I love to talk. You know, there's a lot on in this world, and I know today has mostly been about real talk, but I have given out one of the positive. Yes, I have. Oh, and the washing of the windows, and vinegar and ammonia does bring the blessing of the wind, That's another positive. Very easy. Bless everyone needs blessings in their life. Everyone has had blessings in their life. Everyone has had miracles performed in their life. I should know. I work with many of them that did. And it makes me happy when I hear good news. But not only do I want to hear the good news, I want to hear bad news too. Because there could be something that I should do on my end. So I want all my clients to know, I don't care what it is, you can talk to me about it. But as for all you citizens and dead people, don't try to mess with me. Don't try to be a deadbeat. Don't try to mess me out of anything. If you're honest with me, that's fine. But don't try what Ada the Cheesecake Chesapeake did. You hear me? Because some repercussions may come with that. Okay. I have three minutes left in this show. Oh, time goes by so fast when you are enjoying yourself. Okay, to all of my listeners, I want to tell you, I hope the rest of your weekend is blessed. I hope that your week goes well. I hope that you're blessed through the week. I hope that you listen real good. And you carry what I say with you until the next week. It's very important. I find what I say very important because no one is going to sit there and explain things or talk to you. See, in this world, it's all about gimme, 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 gimme. It can't be all about that. I want you all to think. I love my listeners. Thank you to my followers. I thank you so much. You know, everything would be all right if people would try to calm down and just think. See, when you're out there in the world and you're not doing anything, then your mind is the devil's workshop. The devil will lead you until you're in the middle of that hole, and then he'll drop you and he'll start laughing at you. And that is the truth. Yes, God is in everything, even in the work that we do. Yes, we deal with spirit. We deal with all kinds of things. There are many of us that have many different gifts. But, as usual, I'm putting out a little love here to my special family. I'm still proud of you. I will always be proud of you. I will stand by you no matter what. No matter what the problem is, I will be right there. I love you so much. And to that woman that brought light to my life a few years ago, I love you very much, Mom. And I always will. There's nothing that can change that. There's no person on this earth that can change my love for you. Well, short, just like life, just like I said, to all of y'all out there, please live your life to the full and try to do the right thing. Don't mistreat your loved one because you don't know within the next second they are gone. And you'll wish that you could go back and redo some things. But to everyone out there, have a wonderful week, and I love you all. So until next week, goodbye.